Masechet Tamid Perek Dalid Mishnah Aleph will now talk about the Korban Tamid being slaughtered, cut up, and then brought to the Mizbeach that was outside. We'll first talk about how the actual lamb was tied up before it was slaughtered. Lo hayu kotfin et hatale ela me'akedin oto. They wouldn't tie up the lamb where the two front legs were tied together and the two back legs were tied together. Rather, they would tie it the style of Akedat Yitzhak, where the front leg on the right side was tied to the back leg on the right side, and the front leg on the left side was tied to the back leg on the left side. They would combine them. That was the way of Akedat Yitzhak. The reason they did that is because the Goyim, when they were worshipping Avodah Zarah, they would tie the front legs together and the back legs together. So in order to avoid looking like the Ovdei Avodah Zarah, they would tie it in the way of Akedat Yitzhak. The Kohanim who won the rights to carry the parts of the animal to the ramp of the Mizbeach would also have the responsibility to hold the lamb down to make sure it didn't move while the slaughter was happening. This is the way that the lamb was tied and then placed in the butchering area, which was to the north of the Mizbeach. The head was to the south, facing the Mizbeach, so the back was to the north automatically. So if the animal went to the bathroom, it wouldn't disgrace the Mizbeach, it wouldn't be in that direction. Upanav lema'arav, the face was to the east. Hashohet omed ma'mizrach upanav lema'arav, and the slaughterer would stand on the east side of the lamb with his face towards the west. Near the Mizbeach to the north, there were 24 rings, metal rings that were in the floor of the Azara that would hold the offerings while they were being slaughtered. They would unlock, they would put the neck of the animal in there, and then they would close the ring in order to just lock the lamb or the animal in place while they were doing the shechita. So which of those 24 rings would be used for the korban tamid, for the lamb offering? Shel shahar hayanishhat al keren seforit ma'aravit, the tamid of the morning was slaughtered in the northwest corner of the Mizbeach, on that ring. Al-Tabat Shenia, on the second ring from the Mizbeach. That's the direction that it was slaughtered. The reason that was the ring chosen, because the Torah tells us that the Tamid has to be facing the rays of the sun. The Pasuk says, Shenayim Layom, Ola Tamid, Shenayim Layom, has to be in the Yom. Yom, daytime, means sunlight. So therefore, this ring over here was always in sunlight, no matter what time of the year. Therefore, they would always use this ring to slaughter the tamid shel shahar. Shel ben ha'arbayim hayanishhat al keren mizrahit sefonit al tabat shenia. But the offering of the tamid of the afternoon was slaughtered at the northeast corner of the mizbeach on the second ring. That also was a ring that always had sunlight during the time of the Tamid Shel Ben Ha'arbayim, the afternoon sacrifice, that was always lit up by the sunlight, so they would always use that ring. After the korban was slaughtered, they would take the blood and they would throw it on the Mizbeach. Shahata Shohet V'Kibel HaMekabel. After the slaughterer slaughtered the Tamid, and the catcher of the blood caught it in a vessel, Balo LeKeren Mizrahit Sefonit, the person who caught the blood, he took the utensil and he walked towards the northeast corner of the Mizbeach. Venoten Mizraha Sefonan, he would take the blood and put it on the corner of the Mizbeach by putting some of the blood from the utensil onto the corner, so that it went onto the east side and some went onto the north side of the Mizbeach. He then walked to the southwest corner and he would also apply the blood to that corner in the same way. Some of it would go to the west side and some of it would go to the south side. So he eventually had blood in all of these locations. If there was leftover blood that was left over in the utensil, he would pour onto the southern base of the Mizbeach, right at that spot. There was a drain, and that went through the base of the Mizbeach all the way to a stream of water that ran through the Hatzer, the courtyard of the Beit HaMikdash, and the water carried the blood all the way out of the Beit HaMikdash. Masechet Tamid Perek Dalid, Mishnah Bet. The next two Mishnayot will talk about how the cutting up of the Korban Tamid would go and the handoff of different parts of the animal to the Kohanim to bring up to the Mizbeach. If you remember what we learned about in the third Perek, the first Mishnah, we said that six Kohanim won the rights to bring parts of the Korban Tamid up to the Mizbeach. So the first one would take the head, and then so on and so forth, as we'll explain in the Mishnah. Mishnah says, Lo haya shoved bo et haregel. The Kohen cutting up the Korban Tamid wouldn't break off the back leg of the animal before skinning it. When a person has a regular butcher shop, for example, after the Shechita is done properly, they'll cut off the back leg with the skin on, and they'll deal with it fully intact. But here, with the Korban Tamid, the full skinning of the animal has to happen first. You can't cut off the leg before that's done. So what would the Kohen do? Ela nokbo mitoch arkubo vetolebo. The Kohen would make a hole in the back leg of the animal through its knee on both sides, and it would hang it by the hooks that we learned about in the third Perek that were on the short pillars. It would hang the animal from there. The animal now hanging upside down, they would begin to skin it. They would start from the tail, and they would go all the way to the skin of the chest. Once they got to the chest, they stopped skinning, and they cut off the animal's head. They handed the head to whoever won the rights to carry it. Then they cut off all four of the feet from the spot of the knee. And they gave it to whoever won the right to carry them. Merak et hafshet. They finished the skinning of the animal from the chest down to the neck. Then they tore out the heart of the animal and they removed the blood because the blood would be unfit to be offered on the Mizbeach. They caught the blood that spilled out of the animal's neck at the time of slaughter. But when they did that, some of the blood didn't come out, but it went to the heart. It went into the heart. And therefore, since it wasn't caught in a utensil, in a keli, it is not considered to be fit to be offered on the Mizbeach. Mishnah continues, Hatak et hayadayim untanan lemi shezacha bahen. Then he would cut off the front legs and give them to whoever won the right to carry them. Ala la regel haymanit. Then he went up to the right back leg. Hatakha untanan lemi shezacha bahen. He cut off that leg and he also gave that. He handed that over to whoever had the right to carry it. Ushte betzim ima. The two betzim were still attached to the back leg and went together with it. The two eggs. Kira'o venimsa kulo galui lefanav. Then he tore open the body of the lamb and he would cut through the meat on top of the rib cage and the stomach, and he had the entire inside of the animals revealed open before him. Natal tapeder untano al bet shechitat harosh milemala. He took the fat that covered the stomach and the intestines. He took that fat out and he put it on top of the place of the slaughter of the head. The head had a cut mark in there because there was a shechita done. And it was considered to be more respectful, more honorable to cover up that bloody area with fat when it was brought to the Mizbeach. Natalata keravayim untanam lemishizacha bahen. Then they took the intestines out and gave them to whoever won the right to carry them. But they first had to rinse out those intestines because the intestines are where the food runs through. So if the animal, before they slaughtered it, or even for a while, had food that it ate, it would be in the intestines, and they wanted to clean it out before it was offered to Hashem on the Mizbeach. V'akeres medihino tabebet hamadihin. The stomach, they rinsed out in the rinsing room. There was a rinsing room to the south of the courtyard of the Bet HaMikdash. Kol sorka, they cleaned it up as much as they needed to clean it. V'akeravayim medihino tashelosha pe'amim b'mi'uta. But the other smaller intestines that were much thinner and much more difficult to clean, they cleaned them out at least three times. Al shulhanot shel shayish shebein ha'amudim. And they would clean them out on marble tables that were between the short pillars in the butchering area.